Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to bring three halachos that Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia heard from Rav all at the same time, and Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia repeated them all at the same time. One of them relates to the Melacha of Topher, and that's why we're going to mention all of these halachos. So Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Ha Moseach Chut Shel Tfira B'Shabbos. If a person has a sewn garment, that there's one long string at the end of the garment, and the two parts of the beged are partially falling apart from each other, coming apart from each other, you know, the strands are weakening, and he yanks one of the strings in order to attach it tightly together, because the stitching is coming apart, so he pulls the string to pull the pieces of the garment together, chayiv chatas. He's chayiv for tofer. He's chayiv for korban chatas. V'alomid over echad min hamagosh. Someone who learns one thing from an apikoros, from a min who tries to get people to do avodah zarah, even if it's a Torah, a piece of Torah that he learns from him, chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa because you have to assume that he might be trying to get you to commit avodah zarah. V'yadei lechashiv tkufos mazalos. And if a person knows how to calculate the movements of the sun and the stars, and he chooses not to, you're not allowed to hear anything in his name, because such a person is not worthy of having his Torah be shared. So because apparently his calculation of the tkufos is in order that the people should view him as a chacham, and since he's not choshev and he doesn't want to be considered a chacham, so you shouldn't consider him a chacham. You shouldn't treat him like a chacham whose teachings you would want to look for. The Gemara explains what a magosh is, because we said someone who learns something from a magosh, magoshasa. Whenever we have magosh, Rav Shmuel chadamar charashi v'chadamar gadofi. One says that it's a mechashif, someone who practices witchcraft, kishuf, and the other one says that it's a min, it's someone who is connected to avodah zarah and is a megadef, he's someone who blasphemes the name of Hashem, and he's maces people to go do avodah zarah. So who says what? Tistayim de Rav de Omar Gedofi. It's most mistaver that Rav is the one that holds that he's megadif. Tam Rav Zotcha Bar Tovi Omar Rav. Halomi dav rechad min hamagosh chayv misa. Because it was Rav who said that if you learn one thing from him, you're chayv misa. Dis al kadai ducha Rashi, because if you think that a magush means a mechashef, and the reason you're not allowed to learn from him is because the pasuk says lo yimatzi v'cha ma'onin menachesh a mechashef, that can't be, because haksiv, the pasuk before that says lo silmad lasos avalat halamed lahavin lahoros. The pasuk says that you're not allowed to learn from him to do, but you can learn kishuf in order to know how to paskin on such things. So apparently, learning something from a mechashef is not a terrible thing. A dayan needs to know things from mechashev so that he can judge cases involving kishuv. So this dayim. So yeah, the Gemara says it seems pretty clear that Rav is the one that holds that a magosh is a min, an abikores, and therefore everything he says is suspect of being avodah zarah, and that's why you stay away from him and you try not to learn anything from him lest he lead you to avodah zarah. Now, how do I know that there's a mitzvah to cheshbin tkufos and mezalos? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum bar kapara. Someone who knows how to do the calculations of the tkufos and the mazalos but chooses not to, Allah Kasav Omer. That's what the Navi Yeshayo says, Vespoel Hashem lo yabitu masa yadav lo ra'u, that he didn't pay attention to Hashem's actions, Hashem's maisi yadayim, which are the stars and all the constellations. Amr Shom Bar Nachmeni, Amr Yochanan, minayin shemitzvah aladam l'chashiv tkufos and mazalos. How do I know it's a mitzvah to make the cheshbonos of the tkufos and mazalos? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Dvarim, "Ushmartem asisim ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem la'inei ha'amim." Ezo chachma vina shei la'inei ha'amim. What type of chachma vina is recognizable to the other nations? Certainly not chachma satora. Havi yom zechish of tkufos mazalos. Our knowledge of astronomy is certainly something that is recognizable to the other nations. Our knowledge of the stars in general, our knowledge of science in general, that's a chachma that's nicker to them. That the chacham is able to give a simon that he's in fact a chacham by demonstrating that kind of knowledge. So you see, since the pasuk says ushmartim va'asisem, so you see that it's a mitzvah to do such a thing. Okay, among the malachos that we mentioned in the Mishnah is hatsod tzvi, someone who traps a deer. So the Gemara discusses what you'd be chayef for if you trap a chilazon and you take the blood out of the chilazon. Tan Rabbanan, hatsad chilazon, someone who traps a chilazon, which is either some type of fish or snail, depending on which Rishonim you follow, vapotzo, and someone who squeezes it to get the blood out, to draw the dye out, einu chayef ela achas, is only chayef one carbon chatos for tzeda, he's not chayef for being potzeya. Rabbi Yudah omer chayef shtayim, Rabbi Yudah says, no, he's chayef two chatos, one for tzad and one for squeezing it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ptzia Bechlal Disha. That Ptzia is included in Disha because Disha means to separate, and he's separating the dam from the sack that it's inside of. So Amar Lo in Ptzia Bechlal Disha. The Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's not included in Disha. You're only chayef for Tzeda. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan that hold that Ptzia is not included in Disha? Kasavri in Disha El Legidule Karka, because they hold that Disha only applies to Gidule Karka, to things that grow from the ground. Why isn't he also chayiv for netilas neshama? Because he's killing it when he takes out its dam. And so Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shepitzao meis. He was already being potzea it after it's already dead. But if he were to be potzea while it's alive, then einachinami, he would be chayiv mishum netilas neshama. Rava, Amar afilutem shepitzao chay. You could even say we're talking about where he was potzea while it was still alive. Misase kuetzel netilas neshama. As far as Netilas Neshama, he is only a misasik, meaning he's engaged in something else. It's not a melechas machsheves, because he's not trying to kill it, and therefore you can't be mechayiv him for killing it when his when that's not what he was trying to do. So ask the Gemara on Rava Vabai, Rava Damas Ravai, Mod Rabbi Shimon Psigresh Vela Yomos. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon agree that if something is an inevitable result, that you're going to be chayiv? So yeah, he may be trying not to kill it, but he's trying to squeeze all of its blood out, so obviously it's going to kill it. So isn't that a psik reisha? Shouldn't he be chayiv? No, shiny hacha says a very critical line as far as the identity of a chilazon. That in order for the tseva, in order for the color of the tchelis to work, it's very important that it remain alive as long as possible as you extract the dam. If it dies before you extract the dam, or too early in the process, then the dye is dye is not going to be as effective. So that's why he's not going to be chayiv for killing the animal, for Netilas Neshama. Now, speaking of Netilas Neshama, the next malacha was Vashochto, someone shechs. So Shochim Neshamay Mechayiv, which malacha did he do? If he shechs, Shechita itself, it was not done in the preparation of the Mishkan, even though they needed Oros Eilim Ma'adamim for the Mishkan, but they could have gotten that without Shechita. They could have hunted those animals by shooting them, by choking them, by any other sort of a way of killing them. So why is Shechita a malacha in its own right? Rav Ar Mishum Tzoveh. Rav says because when you shech the behema, the skin and the flesh around the makom of the Shechita becomes reddened from the blood. Ushmol Ar Mishum Tils Neshama. Shmuel says that by the Elim Adamim that they used, they had to be Notel Neshama. They had to obviously kill the animals whose skins they used, and therefore shochet is chayiv mishum netilas neshama. Says Gemara, wait, mishum tzoveh in. Rav said that it's mishum tzoveh, so that means only mishum tzoveh, mishum netilas neshama lo. Is it not also netilas neshama? Ema af mishum tzoveh. Now Rav means to say, of course shochet is chayiv mishum netilas neshama, but in addition to that, it's chayiv mishum tzoveh. Amar Rav milsa da amri ema ba milsa. The thing that I said, that shochet is chayiv mishum tzoveh, I need to explain it a little further. Because I don't want later generations to hear about what I said and then laugh at me because they don't fully understand what I meant. Why is tzoveya of the flesh of the animal good for the shochet? That's a tzoveya, you're being tzoveya something that's not the derech to be tzoveya, you should be potter. So I have to explain. Nicha de litvas beis hashchit damma ki echid lachzua inshi v'leis liz b'nimine. He likes that the area where the shechit is done should be colored with blood in order that other people should see it and would come to buy it from him, because that would be mochiach that the animal is fresh, that it was just shechted on that day. So that's why it's important that we mention that, otherwise you wouldn't understand why in the world he would be chayiv mishum tzoveya. After all, who cares that it's dyed or that it's colored in any which way? Okay, we're going to stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, about 6 lines into the page.